This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, it is all downhill from here. It's already been a great week. The government is shut down and I can't get the smile off my face. We'll talk about the real game that's being played with this. It's going to take a little bit, but there are different motivations on every side. They're not all good. I'm happy because there's a shutdown government right now, but we're going to get into that in depth and make it a lot more simple than everyone else is making it here in just a couple minutes. We are going to do a bunch of emails tonight. There's a bill letting power companies adjust thermostats. What a shock. Part of the reason they tell gigantic lies. We'll get into that. COVID injections apparently linked to an increase in cancer. Surprise, surprise. The destruction of New York City. CDL driver's licenses given to foreigners. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, the propaganda war is going on. And it's very, very heated right now between the Republicans and the Democrats and the fact that the government is shut down. Now, before we go any further, the chances you're even going to notice the government being shut down are extremely small. They always play this game where they act like everybody's going to die and nothing matters and the troops are going to starve to death. They all do this every single time, but the truth is 95% of the functions of our federal government are completely unnecessary. They add nothing to your life whatsoever. The government is a gigantic criminal organization designed to steal your money, and pretty much none of these people should exist in their current roles. Whenever it shuts down, you don't notice a difference in your life because they're just stealing from you, and they have to pause on that for a couple moments. So let's get that out of the way right off the bat. What's going on? First, what were they trying to do but didn't do? Now, this is going to get a little complicated, but it's actually not. So just stay with me. I'm going to break it down extremely simple so everybody understands it. Congress has a constitutional obligation to come up with a budget. Not the president, and I understand presidents have proposed budgets in the past. That's a very common thing for presidents to do. But constitutionally, Congress has to come up with a budget. They take in so much money, your money and my money, by the way. They take in so much money, they have to decide, where do we spend it? Where do we cut? Ha ha, they never do that. Where do we add? That's Congress's job. But we are led on both sides of the aisle, for the most part, by gutless cowards. Meaning, what, Chris? It's fine. Let me explain. Meaning, our politicians, they run on giving you things. Here's what I'm going to give you. Vote for me and I'll give you this. Vote for me and I'll give you that. And in their defense, for the most part, that's what the people of the United States of America want. And I saw this firsthand back when I ran for Congress, even in Republican circles. It's not universal in Republican circles by any means. I'm not saying you are this way. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I don't know. But I would show up at these town hall meetings. I would show up at these events. I'd get up and I'd give my spiel, vote for Jesse, and I'll eliminate the government, all the kinds of things that I believed I was going to be able to do. And that would open it up for questioning. Not every question, but many, many, many questions in Republican meetings, Republican town halls were, how are you going to give me this? I need you to give me that. We need someone to give us this. What? People want to be given things from the Treasury. You know what most people don't say? I need you to take things away. I need you to take things away from my district. I need you to take things away from my state if you're a senator. People don't call for that. People don't want that. The majority of people. I realize there are some who do. But most people don't call for that. Most people don't want that. And therefore, politicians don't do it. And they don't run on it. They run on giving you things. I'm going to give you this. And I'm going to give you that. And I'll give you this. Just vote for me. And these gifts will come. So, back to Congress. Being cowards. You have a budget. Maybe it's just you living alone. Maybe it's a budget for your family. But you have to make decisions with your budget, unless you are very wealthy with extra spending money laying around. And if you are, good for you. But unless that's your situation, you have to budget. You do not get to eat out for every meal. In fact, maybe you never get to eat out at all. Maybe even fast food is out of your reach. You have to cook at home. You have to buy in bulk. You have things you want to do. You want to go to the movies with the family, go out to a baseball game, Red Lobster. You have to budget how often you can do that. And sometimes, oftentimes, the answer is no. Ab and I have had to do this for most of our lives, not flush with cash. Hey, I would love to go out. Ooh, yeah, we can't afford that. I just had to get new tires put on my truck. There's not going to be any eating out for a month. That's how you exist. That should be taking place every single year in Congress, where they sit down and they look at the gigantic budget of the United States of America, and they look at the debt and they look at the deficit, and they say to themselves, well, this isn't necessary, out. This isn't necessary, out. This isn't necessary, out. And almost none of them do that. None of them. Why? Because every single thing in that budget they are putting a line through, they are crossing off, is a gift to the voter that doesn't get handed out. In their minds, it's like Christmas morning, the kids are sitting around ready to open presents, and they are bending down, grabbing that wrapped gift and snatching it away and saying, you don't get that this year. That doesn't make mom very popular. That doesn't make dad very popular. So they don't do it. Neither side. They don't do it. So what happens? They don't want to do a budget because doing an actual budget would mean actual accountability. What do they do instead? A CR. You keep hearing this term over and over, don't you? A CR this, a CR that. What does that stand for? It stands for a continuing resolution. A continuing resolution. They have fallen in love with this. It's all we pass anymore. A continuing resolution means simply this. The budget we have had, we'll just keep going with that. Sound good? No changes? No additions? No cuts? Let's just keep going with that. Now, you should know two things before we continue on with this discussion about the political games being played. Two things you have to understand. First, get this through your head. Just because it's become normalized doesn't mean a CR is anything other than a scandal and a disgrace and Congress shirking its duties. Congress should practically never pass a CR. It was intended for emergency purposes only. We're in the middle of World War III. We don't have time. Just pass a CR while we get through this time. It was not intended so these gutless eunuchs can just continue to blow all of our money and spend us into bankruptcy. That is not what it was intended at all. That's the first thing you have to get through your head. The second thing is Republicans trying to just get a CR through, a what they call it, a clean CR through, that's a scandal too. We have the House. We have the presidency. We have the Senate. We also have $37 trillion in national debt. The reason the middle class is disappearing. The reason you're still struggling to make ends meet is because of spending in Washington, D.C., and Republicans in Washington, D.C. aren't even trying to cut a penny. They're not even attempting to cut a penny. But, of course, that is, sadly, the better option because Democrats are trying to add things to it. Let's discuss the game being played and why it's being played next. Now, speaking of saving money, I am well aware that you are now in love with Cozy Earth the way I am as well. I get it. I warned you ahead of time that if you get one set of sheets, one robe, one little face cream thing for the ladies, one set of everywhere pants, that you were going to be addicted. I warned you that. I told you even before Cozy Earth became a partner of the show that it was going to cost you because you end up wanting everything because it's all comfortable and wonderful. Don't forget to use the promo code Jesse to save money. You go to Cozy Earth and you think you're just going to buy some everywhere pants, or you think you're just going to buy some sheets, and you end up with six things in your cart and it starts to get expensive. You can save up to 40% with the promo code Jesse. Don't pay full price. It stresses Chris out. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code Jesse. Get some sheets. Get a robe. Get some creams for your face. And you will love it. All right? CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll continue in a moment.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at JesseKellyDC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Also, remember, our final, semi-final matchup for the Crappiest Country in the World tournament is happening tomorrow on the show. And I'm not telling you which hour we're putting it in because I'm so excited for it. It might be the first. What, Chris? I haven't decided yet. Remember? This one's going to be a barn burner. It's Haiti versus North Korea. Wow, what a couple of dumps. Who knows who's going to win? We shall see tomorrow. You can go vote on the show's Twitter page at Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about the game of the shutdown. We already went over budgets and CRs and everything else because a lot of people are saying a lot of things. J.D. Vance is saying
the reality here, and let's be honest about the politics, is that Chuck Schumer is terrified she's going to get a primary challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The reason why the American people's government is shut down is because Chuck Schumer is listening to the far-left radicals in his own party because he's terrified of a primary challenge.
Pretty accurate. Said this as well.
The Chuck Schumer AOC wing of the Democratic Party shut down the government because they said to us, we will open the government, but only if you give billions of dollars of funding for health care for illegal aliens. That's a ridiculous proposition.
It is. What's Bernie Sanders saying? And before I play Bernie Sanders, do you remember what I told you, the conversation we had about a tell for Democrats? They have a tell. Remember this. Their tell always is people are going to die. Whenever you are doing something that is harmful to their revolution, they will threaten the death of people. Remember when we were defunding USAID, USAID, we were taking away that money. Communists have been using USAID as a slush fund to fund their revolution all over the planet and here for a long time. We started threatening to defund it, and immediately they ran to the news threatening people will die. These people don't care about anybody dying. They would kill the whole earth if it meant power for themselves. What they're saying when they say people will die is this hurts our revolution, which brings us to Bernie Sanders about voting no.
So are you telling me you're willing to vote no every time Leader Thibodeau
brings this up? Damn right. I am not going to allow. Let me be clear. All right? You can quote me on this. You can quote me on this. We say in Vermont, till the cows come home. I will not let tens of thousands of fellow Americans die because they're thrown off of health care. In my state, people cannot afford a doubling in the health care premiums. We are already paying the highest prices in the country for health care. People just can't afford it.
Okay. AOC,
What's she got to say about it?
What I'm not going to do is tolerate 4 million uninsured Americans because Donald Trump decided one day that he wants to just make sure that kids are dying because they don't have access to insurance. That's what's not going to happen.
Okay. Let's hear from Chuck Schumer. What's he saying?
Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi's our second to the last one. What did Grandma Vodka have to say? She sounds like she's had a good day.
The president has said, I hear what they're saying. It's all unserious and ridiculous. In fact, I've listened to their shit and I tell them to go fuck themselves. So that's the... I can't believe I use that word. My kids will be shocked. My grandchildren will be...
I believe it. I used to get the same way when I drank whiskey.
Further shot. I'm just quoting the president of the United States. And so I think the leverage springs not from any shared values with him, if that's what he thinks health care is about. And yourself. But that it is something that they're hearing from constituents that they do not want to see the health care costs go up if the Affordable Care Act subsidies are not extended.
Okay. But all that's just, you know, the propaganda from each side, even though J.D. Vance was very, very accurate with what he said. Democrats are holding out for not a CR, which they've always signed on to. They don't want to continue things. They're trying for more money and money for illegals, money for Obamacare. They're trying for an outright win. And they chose to shut down the government instead of getting it. But we're going to set aside J.D. Vance and Chuck Schumer and AOC. Why? Because those are actually all very capable people. Don't email me and tell me how dumb AOC is. She is not dumb. She is very clever, a very savvy political operator who's learning how to navigate this world. Maxine Waters, though, is dumb. Very, very dumb. And as Sun Tzu has told us for a very long time, you do not attack what is strong. You attack what is weak. If you want to know what the real game is, you don't ask Chuck Schumer, the lizard person. You don't ask J.D. Vance. You don't ask AOC. You find the stupidest person you can find, and you ask them. They will, even if they're not trying to, reveal the game.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
That's right.
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
Oops. That little snippet is exactly what Democrats were trying very hard to keep off camera. And there's a couple of them that are equally dumb.
After the Republicans failed to show up in the U.S. House, we got to make sure Americans have the health care that they need. And if that means we got to shut this government down, so be it.
Mm-hmm. They get it. They understand what's at stake. They just don't understand what they should or shouldn't say. So why did Democrats try for a win? Why not just sign on for a CR like Republicans do every time, like Democrats do every time? Why make a stand here? We'll talk about that next. Before we talk about that, let's talk about rough greens. Let's talk about your dog being healthy. Let's talk about going to the vet. When's the last time you went to the vet for your dog or your cat? What did it cost you? It's backbreaking, isn't it? Every single time we have ever had to take our pets to the vet, I would come out of the vet saying we're never owning another pet again because that's how brutal it is. You might think rough greens costs you money. And I guess in a way it does. You have to pay for it. I will always argue that rough greens is a money saver because you don't have to go to the vet as much. When you start giving your dog actual nutrition, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, things like that, you have a healthier dog. You don't go to the vet as much, the same way you don't go to the doctor as much when you're working out and eating well. Start sprinkling it on your dog's food or your cat's food. RoughGreens.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. Have a dog that lives longer and goes to the vet less. Why are Democrats doing this? We'll talk next.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And we're going to try to get to a lot of those tonight, trying to wrap up this shutdown talk here. So why would Democrats not just vote for a CR like they all do all the time? Why go for an extra win? Why go for money for illegals? Why go for money for Obamacare? What's the game being played? It's not necessarily about Obamacare. It's not necessarily about illegals. The Democrat Party is in a near impossible political situation, and I love it. I think it's hilarious. I don't feel bad for them, but it's funny watching them struggle. And here's their situation. Nationally, with normies. We're going to talk about normie voters. Normie voters have left the Democrat Party in droves. That doesn't mean they're hardcore righties, hardcore anti-communists like you or me, but it does mean the Democrat Party is unpopular, extremely unpopular. On the biggest issues that matter, they're way less popular than the Republicans. I've brought up this stat before. I'll bring it up again. The issue of crime is on the minds of normal Americans. Only Democrat drones who watch MSNBC think crime isn't a big deal. Everyone else knows it's a big deal. Violent crime, it's out of control. Republicans have a 20-point edge over Democrats on that. Democrats have lost normies. Their endless open borders, pro-rape, pro-murder rhetoric, white men are evil rhetoric has only served to alienate them, not from you or me. We already hated them anyway. It served to alienate them from our relatively non-political friends. That's a disastrous situation for the party. And they know they have to fix that. But something we've discussed, they have to walk a tightrope that at this point in time is probably impossible for them to walk. The Democrat base, the average Democrat, is an insane person because of the media sphere in which they live. As we've discussed many times before, they live in a world of make-believe. You got all that. They are lied to repeatedly by their politicians, by the media, by everything else. This has created a situation where the normal Democrat, the average Democrat, is an insane person who doesn't understand what is real. They live in a world of make-believe. They don't understand anything beyond Donald Trump is the spawn of Satan. Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump is a Nazi. Donald Trump is the end of all things. Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler. Every Democrat in the country who watches NBC and reads the New York Times has been programmed with this. It is ingrained in them. So if you have a poll, and I read these things all the time because I'm fascinated by what makes people tick. What do people care about? Because I'm in my own bubble too, the same way you are. I want to get out of it, and I want to know what makes normal people tick. In a normal person's poll, this is not Republicans or Democrats, normie polls shows that people are concerned about the economy, prices in the economy. They're concerned about crime. They're concerned about the border. Take away the normie poll. Set it aside. Purely Democrat polls. Purely Democrat polls, meaning you go out and you don't even ask a Republican or an independent anything. You go just to Democrats and you ask them what they want. Poll after poll after poll after poll shows, I want you to fight Trump harder. I want you to stop Trump. Fight Trump. Stop Trump. Fight Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. Trump is everything for them. Let's go as an example. Let's go to Gavin Newsom, who's running for president right now. Gavin Newsom is in the early stages of running for president. Gavin Newsom should be spending 75% of his time speaking to normies. He should be planted in middle America right now, speaking to normal people, middle class people, and trying to be as benign as he possibly can, you know, doing the running for president thing. Except that's not what Gavin Newsom is spending 75% of his time doing. He is spending 75% of his time telling people that Donald Trump is going to run for president again. He's running again in 2028. Why would you say that? That's a ridiculous thing. That's not even close to being believable. Why would you say that, though? And he knows it's ridiculous. He needs to be seen as the Trump fighter. That's how he can get the nomination. That's what the Democrat primary voter wants. The Democrat primary voter wants somebody who's going to fight against Trump. Fight against Trump. Get Trump. Get Trump. Fight against Trump. That's what the Democrat primary voter wants. So that's how Gavin Newsom talks over and over and over again. Which brings us back to Congress. This shutdown systematically, I don't know if that's actually the proper word I want to use, but it is systematically damaging to the communist revolution. It is. Donald Trump talked about why.
We can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. And you know, all you all know Russell Vogt. He's become very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. So they're taking a risk by having a shutdown.
Trump wants mass firings from the government. Our ridiculous laws have prevented that. The communists have spent decades filling up the government with communists, infiltrating our government and trying to keep them in place. This shutdown will allow the Trump administration to get rid of these people permanently. Not laying off for a couple weeks, you're fired, get lost. Why would the communists make a mistake like exposing their underbelly like that? Because they need their base to see them fighting Trump. It's all about trying to juggle something that is impossible for them to juggle. Honestly, I think they made a fool's gamble here because them owning the federal government, communists owning the federal bureaucracy, it's one of the greatest feathers in their cap because they act like subversives. They act like infiltrators trying to kneecap the Trump agenda every single chance they get. They need that. They have to have that power. And this is going to strip them of some of that. They are willing to do that because by this point in time, their base is desperate. They are operating out of desperation. And what J.D. Vance said about Chuck Schumer is very true. This is the result of that desperation.
The reality here, and let's be honest about the politics, is that Chuck Schumer is terrified she's going to get a primary challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The reason why the American people's government is shut down is because Chuck Schumer is listening to the far-left radicals in his own party because he's terrified of a primary challenge.
You think Chuck Schumer doesn't know about the damage of a shutdown? Look, everyone's talking about this old audio. Chuck Schumer knows.
This is the type of thing you've said about shutdowns in the past. Let's listen.
What if I persuaded my caucus to say I'm going to shut the government down, I'm going to not pay our bills unless I get my way? It's a politics of idiocy, of confrontation, of paralysis. Shutting down government.
Why is he changing his tune now? Is he a hypocrite? No. Chuck Schumer knows the same polls I just discussed with you. Chuck Schumer knows that his base has to see him getting Trump at any cost, or his Senate seat, which he treasures more than life itself, goes bye-bye. Democrats are in an impossible situation, and I'm loving it. Let's move on. That's enough shutdown talk. I just kind of wanted to lay all that out there. Let's do some emails. Next.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Oh, hump day! And I promised you emails, and we're going to dig into some emails, and then we'll get into them adjusting your thermostat. And Pete Buttigieg said something or did something really, really wild. We'll back our way into that. Before we do that, let's do some emails. Jesse. He's talking about something I talked about last night. You touched on a nerve with me about, he's basically going off on a rant about how TV commercials now, they don't feature white couples anymore. They don't. It's just not a thing that exists. We went from every commercial having nothing but white couples to where you can't find one anymore because corporate America went full DEI and all this other garbage. I'm not going to read the whole email. He goes off on a lot of different things here. But I wanted to give you a heads up on something you probably already knew about communist language and a couple terms they love that you need to properly interpret. Remember, as we've talked about, communists choose their words very, very carefully. Their words are carefully selected in order to deceive. All communism is based on lies and deception. When they speak, they are lying at all times. Now, why? Because selling destruction is hard. It's impossible. Hey, let me tear apart everything you care about. Very difficult to get that sold. So there are a couple words, a couple terms American communists love in the year 2025, and you have to understand what they actually mean when they use these two terms. Here they are. Decolonize or deconstruct. Decolonize or deconstruct. We are going to decolonize this. We are going to deconstruct our systems of oppression. They love that sentence. You ever heard that? Of course you have. We are going to deconstruct our systems of oppression. Whenever you hear a communist at any level talk about decolonizing something or deconstructing something, they're simply talking about destroying something. Decolonize or deconstruct means destroy. We are going to decolonize. We're going to deconstruct our system of oppression means we're going to destroy our system of oppression, which of course begs the question, what is the system of oppression? Everything. Every institution, everything that matters, everything you love, everything you care about, all must be destroyed. But if I'm a communist demon, I'm your daughter's history professor at Berkeley, where you mistakenly sent her. I know that if I say that, if I stand up in front of the class and say that, somebody's going to record it and put it on Instagram, and maybe I'll lose my job one day. I can't sell it that way. You know what I can sell? Deconstruct. That sounds so much less ominous, right? We're going to deconstruct. We're going to carefully remove this and remove that, this horrible system of oppression we have in America. How does this apply to commercials? Well, remember that communists are at war with white people. American communists are. Race communism is the easiest sell, as we've talked about so many times before. Communists have sat down and they've studied the demographics. They know who generally votes for them. They know who generally votes against them. And for them, it's simply a numbers game. They look at how white people vote and they say to themselves, well, these are the people who are not going to hand us power. Therefore, let's simply declare war on them. Let's go to everybody who isn't white and explain to them why white people should be destroyed. You have to slowly do this. Remember, Netflix is in the news. We talked about it last night, how their children's programming is openly promoting trannyism on your seven-year-old and their seven-year-old section. They have TV shows promoting trannyism. But remember, Netflix also had a show, I don't remember the name of it. It was a show based on older England, a royal family in older England, and it was all black. People have made fun of it endlessly for good reason, but why do that? Well, that's part of decolonizing. That's part of deconstructing the system of oppression. It's not just that you have to cut white people out of TV commercials today. Historically, you have to eliminate them. You have to change the truth. You have to change reality. You have to do whatever you can do with the power you've been given to wipe them out, to eliminate them from existence, because you have identified what you think, who you think your enemy is, and your goal is to destroy them. It's very, very deeply evil, and the problem is it's an easy sell. It's an easy sell, and not just for a pick your minority group, doesn't matter. It's an easy sell for anybody who's malcontented with their own lives. It's an easy sell. Hey, does your life suck? Are you miserable? Are you bitter? Are you angry? Look at them. They're the ones who have created this system of oppression. Do you want to help me deconstruct it? We'll deconstruct it. We'll get revenge on them for this system of oppression. Give me power and let me decolonize it. Let me deconstruct it. Which, of course, as we just said, means destroy it. Just a couple things that should make your antenna go off every single time you hear the words. Decolonize or deconstruct means destroy. Decolonize or deconstruct means destroy every single time. That's how the communist thinks. Let's move on. Sean Duffy is our Secretary of Transportation, and a very good one. He revealed something the Rear Admiral did. We'll talk about that. We'll do some more emails. And we'll talk about the reaction to that Pete Hegseth speech from yesterday. In fact, we're going to open up next hour talking about that. Before we do that, Hillsdale College isn't trying to decolonize or deconstruct anything. They're trying to instruct you and me, all of us. All of us can gain so much wisdom for free because Hillsdale hands out their knowledge for free. Hillsdale College offers more than 40 free online courses. We do so many things that don't benefit us at all. Me too. But believe me, I'm not sitting around doing studies and things like that all day. I'm not. I waste time too. Let's take a little time each week, maybe by ourselves, maybe in the car, maybe with our children, and get wise. Learn about capitalism. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about whatever. Hillsdale will educate you. And they're not trying to deconstruct anything. Real, actual wisdom. Get it at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.